SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
You're listening to Australia Explained, an SBS audio podcast helping you navigate life in Australia.
Have you ever shared someone else's video or music on social media without their permission? Chances are you are infringing their copyright. Copyright law limits what we can use and share on social media.
This person attended one of my exhibitions and took very poor quality photographs of my work. They then posted them on Facebook with incorrect titles. I contacted Facebook through their reporting and they were able to take down the post within about 24 hours.
Welcome to Australia Explained. I'm your host, Melissa Compagnoni, and in today's episode, we look at how copyright is applied so that we can all avoid awkward situations and potentially serious consequences. Copyright is a type of legal protection that applies to creative works such as writing, photography, music, and videos. It gives the creator the right to use it in certain ways, such as sharing it on social media. It also prevents us from using someone's work without their permission. Social media lawyer Tegan Borman provides legal advice to content creators and brands. She says there's no need to register copyright in Australia. It's free and it's automatic.
When they publish on social media, then copyright will generally subsist in things like literary, dramatic, musical and artistic work. So a photograph would generally be considered an artistic work, and the owner of the copyright is generally the author of the work, but there are quite a few different exceptions depending on the circumstances. So for example, if someone took the photo in the course of their employment, then the author may actually be their employer and not themselves.
Each social media platform has its own terms and conditions, which the account holder agrees to when joining. This usually includes agreeing to the platform's sharing functionality. The content creator retains ownership of the copyright, but they agree to others sharing their work on that platform. Facebook and Instagram let you share content across these platforms, as they're both owned by Meta. If you share another account holder's work, the platform will automatically credit them. The settings can be adjusted so that someone's content can't be shared. However, it's not okay to simply upload someone's content to your social media, Ms. Borman says.
The important distinction between sharing content organically through the share functionality on the platform versus saving content and re-uploading it yourself, the latter is more problematic because on the platform terms and conditions, they generally require you not to upload content unless you have the suitable rights to do so in that content. So you either have to be the author of that work, or you must have obtained a license from the relevant author to use the work that way.
Paul Murray is an artist and tertiary level visual arts teacher. In breach of copyright law, his artwork was copied and republished on Facebook without his consent.
This person attended one of my exhibitions and took very poor quality photographs of my work. They then posted them on Facebook with incorrect titles. They spelt my name incorrectly, but probably worst of all was that they presented them in a context that actually undermined what my intention was, what the whole exhibition was about. I contacted Facebook through their reporting and they were able to take down the post within about 24 hours.
If you do want to share someone's work, it's best to find out how the content creator wants to be attributed. They can usually be contacted via the platform or if they're an influencer, for example, they may name their management. In most cases, the creator will simply require you to tag their username to link back to their account. There are some exceptions under the Australian Copyright Act that allow you to use someone else's material without infringing their copyright. Alex Solo is co-founder of Sprint Law Legal Service. He says one of these exceptions is under what's called fair dealing law.
It allows, for example, news organisations or education institutions to use other people's copyrighted material without necessarily seeking consent, provided it's used for these purposes that have, you know, some public interest attached to them. We do have some recent exceptions as well for parody and satire, which allows comedians to use materials in limited ways without necessarily seeking consent.
It can also be safe to share someone's creative content under what's called a Creative Commons license. This is a collection of copyright-protected material found online. But as Mr. Solo explains, even though the content is available to use without permission, under a Creative Commons license, the creator still owns their copyright, so you'll need to credit them. There are different types of licenses, so make sure the license matches your purpose. Mr. Solo explains.
I could post my photography online and encourage people to use it, but I could say it's under a specific type of Creative Commons license, which you can use only for personal but non-commercial use. And if you want to use this commercially to promote your brand, payment is required, but if it's just for personal use, it's okay. Certainly, we encourage a lot of content creators or users of other content to check the licenses. And if there is a Creative Commons that's broad enough to allow them to use it, that can be a really great solution to having to ask permission every time.
To use a Creative Commons image, search Google Images, look for the Tools option, and then select Creative Commons Licenses. Copyright even applies to the music we sync to our social videos and images. Mr. Solo says that until recently, the use of music had tight restrictions, such as seeking the artist's permission, which is usually impossible.
Now, some of the platforms like Instagram and TikTok have built-in music libraries and have done kind of mass-scale agreements with well-known artists. Instagram and TikTok have taken care of the payment for you, and that's why you can see on those platforms sometimes famous songs just used by regular people. But if it's not in the music library and you're using it off-platform, you're still in this situation where you need to seek permission from the owners of the work.
What if you are the content creator? How can you discourage others from infringing your copyright? You could remind people that it's your work by adding the copyright symbol, the letter C with a circle, or a notice such as "cannot be used without my permission" on your social posts. Paul Murray suggests several strategies to protect artwork.
First of all, don't post a high-res image of the full work. Secondly, you can watermark the work using Photoshop or other watermarking tools. Thirdly, you can make sure you just include a detail of the work, not the full work. You can also do things like include works in progress images just to prove that you're the one that has made the work, even though most of the social media platforms do have date stamping.
Even with these protections in place, copyright infringements occur all the time. If you believe someone has seriously breached your copyright, Tegan Borman suggests you avoid jumping onto your social media and claiming an infringement has occurred without first seeking legal advice. The platforms can also help you.
A lot of the platforms have functionality to be able to report infringements. And if you report that infringement, then the platforms will usually go through whatever process they have on that platform to potentially remove content. In some cases, they'll disable accounts.
There are also more severe penalties for violating copyright laws, whether intentionally or not. Copyright infringement can result in legal action and financial penalties, particularly if someone has profited from someone else's work. Alex Solo says there are things we can do to regularly keep track of our copyrighted work.
If it is an image or a design or written content, we do encourage content creators to monitor their work. I mean, there's services that do it, but you can do it yourself. You can do Google reverse image searches and just see all the places your images have been used and contact those people. You can search for snippets from your blog posts and see if someone's copied them. Those are some different strategies.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Australia Explained, written and produced by me, Melissa Compagnoni. Australia Explained Managing Editor is Rosa Gedmian.
This was an SBS audio podcast. For more Australia Explained stories, visit sbs.com.au/Australia Explained.
Subscribe or follow the Australia Explained podcast for more valuable information and tips about settling into your new life in Australia. Do you have any questions or topic ideas? Send us an email to australiaexplained@sbs.com.au.